With your permission. Today was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Happened to be that this week's parasha, Hashem, if we may say, invented Rosh Chodesh. I'm not going to say the word invented, but Hashem made a decision that it was not known before, at least to Am Yisrael. Maybe for the tzaddikim, yes, the way it says in the Gemara. But to Am Yisrael, there's no information they really knew what Rosh Chodesh is. There's no information exactly how the calendar went for the people. There is a little bit of information. But the way the Torah says sounds that this is the first time the Rosh Chodesh was established. As introduction, our calendar, what we call Rosh Chodesh, is by the moon. Means like this. The moon comes and goes every month and is circled, or Earth circled, about 29 days and some change, if we may say. It's called a month of a moon. A month of a sun is a little bit longer. If we combine all the months that, according to our calendar, that we count, we say Rosh Chodesh, and the following Rosh Chodesh, and the following Rosh Chodesh, at the end of the year we have 354 days. The sun's year, like we say January, February, at the end of the year we have 365 days. So we're missing 11 days every year. That 11 days are crucial for the Chagim. As we all know, the Arabs have Ramadan. Sometimes Ramadan falls in the winter, sometimes in the summer, sometimes in the spring, sometimes in the fall. And the reason for that is because their calendar is only by the moon, by the moon only. By the moon only means that every year you're missing 11 days to go according to the seasons. It means every day, every year, you have to deduct 11 days from the seasons. It means it goes backwards. It means this year, for example, Ramadan is in the summer. Next year, Ramadan will come 11 days before. And then it comes 11 days before, 11 days before, 11 days before. So they don't care. What do they care? Our calendar, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it this week's parasha, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go outside, you see the moon. This is, when the moon comes out, this is Rosh Chodesh. But we have a problem. If we're going to count only by the moon, then the Moadim, the Chagim, will move, will not be all the time at the same time. And the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem Yotzim Hayom Bechodesh HaAviv, Pesach always have to be in the springtime. So if you go by the moon, only like the Arabs in Machshimam, then Pesach one time will be in the spring, one time will be in the summer, one time will be in the winter, one time in the fall. So in order for the calendar to be set with the seasons, we have a leap year. That every three years, sometimes every 2 years, we add another month. It's called Shana Mu'beret, a leap year. And the purpose of it is to make sure that Pesach will not fall in the winter time. So here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, מדבר השם אל משה ולאום בארץ מצרים למור, החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים. Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, I want to explain to you something. As the first mitzvah, as a nation, we got Rosh Chodesh. It's very strange. The first mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. The first mitzvah should be Shabbat. The first mitzvah should be the seven mitzvot Noach. Don't do Avodah Zarah. Don't do anything. It's amazing, even though Am Yisrael did do Avodah Zarah in Egypt, they did not do Brit Milah in Egypt. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe and Aaron and tell them, because in the first mitzvah that you should know and deliver to the nation is Rosh Chodesh. And then comes the Gemara and says, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon, and he said, you know, from now on, we're going to have Rosh Chodesh. When is Rosh Chodesh means that two witnesses, the Gemara says, came to Bedin and they said, we saw the moon, and then it was Rosh Chodesh. So, as well, Hashem said to Moshe, you should know, Achodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, while HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing the moon to Moshe and Aaron, told him, you should know, this month as well, Chodesh Nisan, is the head of the year. It's like Rosh Hashanah. The question is, what is so important that Nisan is going to be Rosh Hashanah? What difference does it make to us? But again, this was the first time that we hear there is a thing, a concept of Rosh Chodesh. And this is the first time that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Rosh Chodesh is by the moon. And again, this is going to create a problem with the Chagim, with the Moadim. We're going to have a Lipir. It doesn't matter. That's Hashem wants. But the question is, it would be much easier if Hashem would left it alone. Hashem would have Rosh Chodesh, yes. Like January 1st Rosh Chodesh, February 1st Rosh Chodesh, March 1st Rosh Chodesh. So, you don't have to go by the moon. You go by the moon, and then you're going to miss 11 days. And then you're going to have a leap year. In order for the Moadim to be on time, he says, don't make Rosh Chodesh by the moon. Make Rosh Chodesh by the sun, the way they're going to do. In America, January is always cold, and July is always hot. Why? Because it's 365 days in the circle, in the cycle. So always comes on time. Comes the same time every year, the same weather. You can predict the weather. I say, you know, January is cold. You know, March, spring, April. In Israel, it's not like this. Not like this. It depends when the leap year was. Sometimes, you say in America, you know, Pesach is late. Pesach is early. Yom Kippur is early. Rosh Hashanah is late. This is what this dysfunction, this is because it has to do with the moon. I said, don't do with the moon. Do everything with the sun. It's the end of it. There's no question. But Hashem said, no. You make Rosh Chodesh with the moon. And then you got a problem. Because the moon's year is shorter than the sun's year with 11 days. It means the seasons will change. So it doesn't matter, you make every 3 years leap year, sometimes every 2 years, in order to make sure the holidays will fall on time. Don't do anything. He comes and says, no. Rosh Chodesh by the moon. That's the first mitzvah. Not only that, Nisan is the head of the month. What does it make? What you got to do? Hashem told Moshe, listen, today is the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What I'd like you to do is like this, go to Am Yisrael today, and tell them on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan, they should go get a sheep or a goat. The purpose is, that that thing should be slaughtered on the 14th day of the month, in the afternoon, that's called Korban Pesach. So, again, the Gemara will tell us, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do it. But again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on the first day of Nisan to get it on the 10th. Why I should get it on the 10th? I get it today. No. I get it tomorrow. No. I get it on the 8th. No. On the 10th. If you don't get it before the 10th. What's the problem? I have to sacrifice Korban Pesach. Let me have it ready. No. So why are you telling it to me on the first day of Nisan? You're telling me that in 10 days from now I should have the sheep. So why? Tell it to me 2 days before. No. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, today is Rosh Chodesh, go quickly to Am Yisrael, tell them, 10 days from now, on the 10th, you're going to get a sheep or a goat? Tell them to watch the goat. The Gemara said, they tied it to the bed, and on the 14th afternoon, Ben Arvaim, They're going to slaughter it. Okay. Listen, what I want you to tell them is like this. You go tell them, after you slaughter it, you take the blood, and you smear the blood on the two posts and on the top of the door. I said, what's the purpose? I said, well, it's going to be Makat Bechorot on midnight. Hashem said, I'm going to come into Egypt, and if I'll see the blood, I know this is a Jewish place, I'll skip the houses. I will not do anything to the Jewish people. It's called Makat Bechorot. All the elderly died in Egypt, and Am Yisrael survived. It says, the text, that's the way it says on the text. Put blood around the door, and then I'll skip it. The question is, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to have blood on the door. First of all, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. If the GPS knows, Kadosh Baruch Hu for sure knows. And if, let's assume Hashem wants us to do something, not to do with the blood, what does it do with the blood? You can write outside your name, your father's name. I come from here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it, of course he doesn't need it. So what is the purpose? For what? A blood have to put out. They put it all, a flag, white and blue. Put my tzitzit outside. Who hasn't left the tzitzit yet? I mean, there's a sign. Put a handkerchief outside. For what Hashem wants us to put blood on the door? What is this? Magic? Nothing. And Hashem emphasized, this is for me. And this, you know, if you do it, nothing will happen to you. Nobody's going to die inside the house. Continue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you know, to do this sacrifice of Pesach, and then Moshe comes down to Am Yisrael. It says, Moshe and Aaron, they came to Am Yisrael, and they said, listen, Nishchu, Kru Lachem, Tzon Mishpachotechem, Veshachatu HaPasach. Please go. And Moshe adds something. Says the Gemara, Moshe said, Mishchu, pull it. Says the Gemara, why Moshe says, pull it? Says the Gemara, Moshe said, pull your hands from Avodah Zarah. Since Am Yisrael worship Avodah Zarah in Egypt, all the way down to gate 49, Moshe, Hashem never told him this. Hashem only told him, on the 10th, let him take a sheep or goat. Moshe adds, and he tells Am Yisrael, pull your hands away from Avodah Zarah, ukhu lachem, and then you go purchase and get a sheep or goat. Then Moshe says like this, ולקחתם אגודת אזוב ותבלתם בדם אשר בסף. How you going to smear the blood around the door? Moshe says you have to go take zatar. Zatar is a grass, like a little bush, one of the smallest ones. And then Moshe says, ולקחתם אגודת אזוב, you have to take three branches, small branches, or three stems of this zatar, of this ezov, you dip it in the blood, and with this you're going to smear it on the door. Smear on the door, I go to Benjamin Moore, and I get a ruler. I do it 1, 2, 3. I don't have to do it, to go do this. But every time the Gemara says you have to dip it inside, and you smear, dip it, smear, so what do I have to do? Hashem never told Moshe, well, it's not in the text, I wouldn't say Hashem never told, because we don't know. But the Torah emphasized, when Moshe delivered the message to Am Yisrael, he told Am Yisrael, in order for you to smear the blood, you have to have those three stems of Ezov, and to smear it around the door. And the question is, why do I have to do this? Why with this? Then Moshe continues, then what I want you is also to take the blood, and to put it around the door. Moshe said, you know, ולא יהיה בכם נגף למשחית. It says, when you do, when you're going to smear the blood around, nothing will happen to you. And the Torah says, that's exactly what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Egypt, skipped the houses, and this is what we call the holiday Pesach, על שם שפסח HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Bate Israel be Mitzrayim. So Since the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, when Pesach comes, Rav Gamliel says, it doesn't matter what you do at the night of Pesach. But in time of Bet HaMikdash, in our time, you have to say, Pesach, Shayu Avotenu, Ochlim, Yizman Shbet HaMikdash HaKayav, Al Shuma, it says, what's the Korban Pesach? And it says, Hashem skipped on the houses. So, Hashem skipped on the houses. So every year I have to do it. Very strange. Every year I have to do Korban Pesach in time of Bet HaMikdash. And Gamliel says, in our time you got to say that. If somebody did the whole Seder, and that particular paragraph, he did not say for any reason, lo yatzai de chobato. You didn't do the hunting. You wasted your time in the night of Pesach. So why I got to say, Hashem skipped on the houses, that's what I have to do Korban Pesach. Because Hashem skipped on the houses, I have to do Korban Pesach. Every year I have to do Korban Pesach. I have to do Korban Pesach. Let me skip. Skip. Why every year I have to skip? I have to slaughter. I have to slaughter. Hashem wants me to remember skipping. I'll skip. No. I got to slaughter the Korban Pesach and smear around it. Here's a big machloket. Not machloket really. Two opinions. Where they smear the blood. Inside or outside? In one place the Gemara says from inside, in one place the Gemara says from outside. You look up in Rabbi Nuziel, you may say he compromised it. He says like this, the two posts was from inside, the top on the two posts, the top of the door from outside. Then the question is, what is really behind it? And again, says the Zohar, I don't think the Torah will tell you a history what happened in Egypt, because it's irrelevant what happened in Egypt. If Hashem was there in Egypt, Hashem will write it down, but it's not the Torah. If it's in the Torah, must be a message. This cannot be Hashem telling you, okay, you know what happened in Egypt? They smear blood from outside, from inside. What does it mean? Comes over in Tabin Uziel and says the following. You see, it's a very big difference. So at first, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you smear the blood, no one will come and kill anybody. Sounds that somebody's going to come, it means an angel. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Hashem says, V'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, I'm going to come. So when Tamil Nuziri should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Egypt on the night of Pesach with 900 million angels. Can you imagine how many people lived in Egypt those days? The numbers, next is Parasha, the Egyptians were drowned into the water. In time that Moshe split Yamsuf, were millions of them, millions. 900 million angels came down with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Tamil Nuziel, 90 revavot. 90 revavot is 900 million. I said what it means is that the amount of people that died in Makal Bechorot is enormous. We don't know exactly 100, if each one has a job to kill somebody, some of them had another job, but that's the amount. So when Tamil Nuziel, you should know, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. I would like you to have blood on your door, that one of those 900 million will not come and kill you. It means Hashem comes along with them, but the job, they do the job. It's not that Hashem does the job. And actually the Gemara says, they didn't kill them, they just hit them so strong, they became unconscious, they really died in the morning. So for 6 hours, they were on the floor, between life and death, but it's impossible to revive them. That's what the Gemara says. They didn't die at midnight. But the Torah says, and by Asher and Sham met, the Torah says that every house has at least one person dead. Says the Gemara, dead, not immediately dead. He's going to die. But you know, he's unconscious. It's impossible for him to revive. When Moshe comes to Am Yisrael, he tells him a different statement. He tells them, he put the blood. And the purpose of the blood is that no angel will hurt you. Not no angel will kill you. He changes the language. He says, no angel will hurt you. Not only that. In the text, Moshe added something that it doesn't say in the text when Hashem spoke to Moshe. Moshe said, "V'atem lo tetzu ish mipetach peto ad boker." You may not leave your house outside. When Hashem told Moshe to put the blood, it doesn't say that you cannot go outside, especially after midnight. Why shouldn't I go outside? It says the Egyptians already came outside and they told us, leave the country, leave the country. Moshe said, you cannot leave until the morning. Come to Gemara and says, you learn from it that at night time is not the best time to walk around. But again, Hashem did not say that. Come the Zohar and says like this. If you want to know exactly what was going on and what is the purpose of putting blood on the door and what is the purpose that Hashem wrote in the Torah, says the Zohar, the way Hashem told Moshe, is Hashem told Moshe like this. First, you smear the top of the door with blood. Then you smear the right hand side all the way down. The left hand side, you only smear the bottom half. If you can visualize it, it becomes the letter Hey. Letter Hey. That's what you have to put in your house. Letter Hey. This is what is letter Hey mean? What we call it in America Hamza. Says the Zohar, letter Hey means this is the last letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the way we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is a Yud and a Hey, Vav and a Hey. This is the last letter, it's called Malchut. It means you have to accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you're going to survive. It wasn't just smear the door as like putting a sign, here I'm Jewish. Hashem knows. Without GPS, it's the Jews over here. And Hashem will direct the angels not to go inside. But it was a test for us. The Zohar is a test. This is the Zohar, what's the test? This is the Zohar, you should know, there are two kind of judgments in your mind. There's one judgment, it's called Dina Kashia. It's called a tough judgment. Tough judgment means the trial is either life or death. That's called tough trial, tough judgment. And there's another one, says as well, it's called Dina Rafia, easy one. The easy one means that right now, is just giving you a hard time. I met one of the survivors of the tsunami. In 2004, I think it was tsunami 2007, all the way down there, huh? Four. I met one guy. I said, "Can you tell me what happened over there?" He said, "You won't believe what happened. You won't believe what happened." I said, "We were 20 Israelis, 17 male and 3 females, living on an island." In jungle. I says, "Can you explain to me?" He says, "Well, about I think 2 years, they live over there in the jungle like in Africa. Nothing, no electricity, nothing, no food." I said, "What did you eat?" He says, "You know, we used to catch. They have chickens over there running around. They have goats running around, elephants, snakes." I says, "You sleep the whole day on the beach, no houses, no nothing, you eat coconuts, mainly coconuts, and you have to walk around very careful, the coconut should not fall on your head, and you have some grapes over there, some things, wild things." I said, "That's a wild forest like this, you have all the grapes, yeah, the fruits, yeah, 2.5 years. This is the day of the tsunami. Before the tsunami came, there were a lot of earthquakes. And the people, all of them are Indians over there. The people, when the earthquake started, they had some kind of houses they made from some straw. Those Indians. So they all went to the beach because they were afraid something would fall on them. We saw that all the animals, the elephants, the monkeys started to scream. He said, "Start screaming!" Never heard in his life. All the animals started to scream, and all the animals ran on top of a mountain and squeezed themselves all together. He says, "We, the Israelis, we didn't know what to do. We saw all the goyim, all the Indians. They run to the beach." Because a lot of earthquakes. But we see the animals run the other side to the top of the mountain. So we ran up to that mountain, and all those Indians thought we were crazy. We're going over there. We're supposed to be the beach earthquake. First came the first tsunami, and then came the second tsunami, and that was the end of it. They stayed over there for a few days, then there was a helicopter, saw them, and then Israel sent a delegation down there, rescued them, took them to India, then back to us. Tells me like this. He says, "You know, when we heard all this and we saw the first tsunami, we're all against religion. All of them. We came from religious houses. Kiryat Ono," he tells me, "other places in Eretz Israel." He himself is from Kiryat Ono. His name is Avishai. And of course, they all went to the army. Some of them just, you know, don't believe in anything. He says, "We don't believe. Nothing. But he said, "You know, the minute it started, everybody started to say Shema Israel and Tehillim, start to cry to Hashem, pray to Hashem if you want to kill me." He said, "In the meantime, they see all the bodies over there floating on the shore next to them, screaming." He says, I want to tell you. There's a very big rabbi. He was killed by Yimach Shemam, the Arabs in India. I think his name of Holzberg was. He says, "This guy, when I went to India," he tells me, "after the army, he was on the plane also. He was a Mishulach of Lubavitch in India, in New Delhi, I think it was.
Bombay.
So he sat to me next to me on the plane and explained to me, he said, talk to me. And he told me, "You know, keep Shabbat." "No, keep Shabbat or nothing." I said, "Yeah, why don't we want to make kiddush? He used to give, he used to come sometimes, he used to bring us wine." He said, that tsunami happened to be on Shabbat. He says, "Before the tsunami came, we went, there's another island over there that sells some kind of things, pots and squeezers. And so we bought certain things before to make wine. To make kiddush for Shabbat. We don't believe in anything, but kiddush for Shabbat we made." He said, "I know for sure the reason why we survived, because before the tsunami started, we went and we picked grapes and we squeezed the grapes. There's no wine over there. I'm going to make kiddush. We squeezed the grapes on Friday and we had wine. And Friday night, and it's afternoon, it's not night, because the night is no light over there. You can't see, you can't do nothing at night. So the Indians were laughing at us. They saw we holding a cup in our hand. And it says, 'Yom HaShiva, Echol HaShemayim V'aretz.' They said, 'They're crazy. They're saying something, they're holding the cup in the hand. What is this inside? The wine? They squeezed some grapes.' Told me, 'For sure, that's why Hashem helped us. We survived. Everybody else was dead. Not one person survived besides them.' He said, 'The people who gave us the idea in the head, he said, to run after the animals to the top of the mountain, not to go to the beach. Because the next tsunami came and washed everybody. As all we know, 500,000 people died in the tsunami. Maybe more, they don't even know how many. They said, "Even that was next to the beach, and all these are, there are 500 islands over there." I said, "This is, you should know, the Gemara says it. Gemara says, you know, at night, after we say Gaal Israel, before 18, we say Hashkivenu. Shkivenu avinu l'shalom, baruch atah Hashem shomer amo Yisrael ad. Says the Gemara, I want to ask you a question. In the morning, after we say Gal Israel, we have to start Shmunesre immediately. The halacha is you can't even wait a second. So the Gemara says it's like you knock on the door of a king, and when the king opens up, he says, excuse me, I'm on the phone. I have to send a text message. Talking to the king. Says the Gemara, after you say Gal Israel, you have to start immediately Shmunesre. You can't even pause. You say, Baruch Hashem Gal Israel in the morning, you say, Hashem Svatai Tiftach. You can't Baruch Hashem Gal Israel. Can't. Not Hasholom to say Amen, not to say Nagdishak, can't say nothing, but even you cannot pause. Because it means, says the Gemara, Gal Israel, it means, Baruch Hashem Gal Israel, it's called Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim. It says, it's like you knock on the door, says the Gemara, knock on the door, Hashem opens the door, and what do you say? You say, no, I'm sorry, I don't say nothing. Comes the Gemara, okay, if that's the case, I would like to know why at Arvit, after saying Gal Israel, we say Ashkiven. After saying Gal Israel, you say Hashem Svatai Tiftach. Why say Ashkiven? You just told me, after the words Gal Israel, then you have to start immediately Shmoneser. Lismoch Geula Letfila, says the Gemara. You have to start the Tfila immediately after you say Gal Israel. At night we know, our custom is to say Ashkivenu. Who made it? Of course, Mordechai and Sheknes Agdola made the text. Says the Gemara, well, Hashkivenu is called Geula Arichta, a longer redemption. What do you mean longer redemption? Why don't you say it in the morning, longer redemption? No, in the morning you can't say that. There's no such thing. After Gal Israel in the morning, you have to go immediately to Shimon Esrael, Lachash. Arvit, after Gal Israel, you got to say Ashkivenu. This is better off not. The Gemara says, no, it's called longer redemption. Comes Rabbi Yonah, explain to you what happened in Egypt, he says. You know, in Egypt, you know, we were waiting at night. Moshe warned us and told us, listen, don't even go outside. Hashem said, listen, at midnight I'm going to pass the houses in Egypt. Can you put the blood? Two posts. The blood was from inside, not from outside. He says, we closed the door in Egypt. We sat in front of those two lines, the two posts. We were shaking. Moshe said, be careful. They should not die. So we prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us. Please save us. We accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says the Gemara, at night you say Ashkivenu. In the morning you can't say nothing. Between Gal Israel and Shmoneh Esrei, you have to do Shmoneh Esrei immediately after Gal Israel. At night, says the Gemara, no, Ashkivenu is called longer redemption. What do you mean longer redemption? Somebody is going to ask you, what was the trick? What does it say in the Torah, the whole story? Why Hashem wants us to put the blood? Says the Zohar, I tell you. The blood was put as a letter Hey. Hey is called Malchut. What it means is like this. What you got to do is, you put blood on the inside, and you watch it. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in Egypt, and will kill all those elderly, you have to be inside the house. And you look at it. Then, I know you accept my kingdom. Nothing, no death penalty will occur in the houses. This is the secret of the blood on the door. Moshe goes one step further. Says the Zohar, look, it's true. You're not going to die. But it's not 100% sure nothing will happen to you. Because you still did do Avodah Zarah in Egypt. And you did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. The Gemara says, Kol ha'omer ha'kadosh baruch hu v'atrani v'atru chayav. You have to understand, even if you do teshuva, says the Gemara, in certain sins, it's not enough just to regret. Teshuva v'yisurim mechaprim. You got to pay for what you had done. This is not included in the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me tell you what to do. When I'll tell you what to do, then you will know that you're not even going to get hurt. Just as well, you should know, something happened to you. You tripped. You lost something. Something you don't feel well. It says all those by angels. It's called Yisurim. Suffering. This is to pay back for the sins that we committed. This is impossible. I'm sorry. You're sorry, fine, but you did something. You pass a red light, you tell the policeman, I'm sorry. He said, so, very nice. Now 250 on a telephone. Officer, I'm sorry, you're on the telephone. Very nice. $300. In Israel, it's 1,000 shekel. 1,000 shekel, you're on the phone. Officer, I said, I'm sorry. Fine, excellent. But not the fine. Yisurim is fine. He said, you got, the Gemara says, in order to have a complete forgiveness, you have to have Yisurim. Here comes Moshe Rabbeinu with his wisdom. He tells himself, I want to explain to you something. I'm going to tell you what to do in order to avoid even what's called Dina Rafia, even hardship in your lifetime. You take this Ezov, this Zata, you take those three stems, and with this, please with this, smear the door, not with a paintbrush, not with a ruler. So the Zohar, I'll tell you why. Ezov, Zata, it's a big segula. Says Chachamim, say it's against Ayin Hara. It's against Ayin Hara. It's a big thing against Ayin Hara. Says the Gemara Masechet Tamid, Arotze Lamut, Yechie. Arotze Lichyot, Yamut. You want to live, you die. You want to die, you live. Says the Gemara, tell you what it is. You want to live, it means you want to show off, you're going to die from Ayin Hara. You want really to live, to stay here, Yamut. Low profile. If you show off, you're going to die. I would say Lamut, you want to die? Yechie. Advertise yourself. I would say Lichyot, you want to live? Yamut. Keep yourself on the low key, low profile. Chas v'shalom, says the Gemara, 99% of the people die from Ayin Hara, says the Gemara. It says the thing against Ayin Hara, Zata, this Ezov. Put in your pocket, put under your pillow. It is segula. Chachamim say big segula. What's the segula? It says the Zohar. It says the Zohar, the Ezov has inside itself an energy of humbleness. Humbleness means I'm not here. That means humbleness. Nafshi ki afar la kol tihiye. If you need Shemoneh Esrei, we tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, last statement, I am like soil. Nafshi ki afar, I'm nobody. Nobody, then the angels in Shemaim leave you alone. Nobody is going to say anything against you. Nothing will happen to you. But you have to be up to it. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Amitam Yudziel. When Moshe comes to Am Yisrael, he doesn't tell them, smear it in order to survive death, in order to survive any kind of suffering. You got to take this Ezov and smear it. Make a little hay. Make a little hay on the door. This is a survival for you. Sit down inside, says the Zohar, look at it. Says Rabbeinu Yudziel, look at it. He says, listen, it's blood. What blood? You know blood? I tell you what blood is all about. Ki adam hu ha-nefesh. Says the Gemara, you should know, most of the sicknesses that people have is from the blood. Today we see it already. Take a blood test, after the blood test, they know everything what the person has. Through the blood. In the Gemara, 1500 years ago, 800 years ago, it says in the Gemara, you should know everything is in the blood. The blood is really sick. It's not that part of the body is sick. That part of the body is sick because the blood went over there and the blood carried some kind of a virus or some kind of a bad energy and stuck over there. And all the sicknesses come from the blood. Cesari should know. Rosh Chodesh. People don't think Rosh Chodesh is something. Say, so, well, let me tell you something. Rosh Chodesh, we say Halel Rosh Chodesh. I say, what Kavanah you have, you say Halel on Rosh Chodesh? What you say Halel? Because what? Because it's a new month? Who knows? At the end of the month, I know. If I paid my bills, I say Halel. Rosh Chodesh, I have to say Halel. For what I have to say Halel Rosh Chodesh? says Ari, based on the Zohar, that in Rosh Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu injects energy, let's call Nefesh Yetera, into our liver. The blood comes from the liver. On Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, it's the same level. People don't understand what Chol HaMoed is all about. Why I have to Chol HaMoed, but I have to, I'm out to go to work. But, you know, it's like half a holiday. I said, what Hashem made it? Hashem said, okay, first day of Pesach is Chag, last day of Pesach is Chag, and between Chol HaMoed. What is Chol HaMoed for? What Chol HaMoed? Says Ari, says the Zohar, Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh is the same level. Hashem injects, Hashem heals our liver, Hashem heals our blood. That's the secret of Rosh Chodesh. Then we say, Halel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, thank you very much. Zman kapara lechol toldotam. That's what we say today in Musaf. Rosh Chodesh is a kapara. Rosh Chodesh, says the Gemara, takes us back to a new start, all the way to creation. Says the Gemara, Bereshit bara Elokim tashamayim et haaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the first day. Shamayim v'aretz. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu should have started Torah from this sixth parasha. HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. It's the same thing. Rosh Chodesh means a new start. Therefore we said in Tefillah, Zman kapara. That's what we pray on Rosh Chodesh. Elokim malakei avotenu. Hashem tochodesh del tova v'yurachah. It says this is a new start. It's invention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gives us a chance. And therefore, Dari said, that's what it means. Rosh Chodesh, Hashem wants you to start fresh. So, He injects into our liver what's called Nefesh Yetera, extra energy, Nefesh, Ki Adam Hu Nefesh, inside our liver. It says to heal us, that we have the strength to go forward. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tells Moshe, listen, I want to explain to you something. Rosh Chodesh from now on is going to be by the moon, not by the sun. Because the moon is a sign. It grows, it disappears, it grows, it comes, it goes. And it says, like a person goes, Chas Shalom, goes back, that's the Shuvah, continues. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem made it as a sign for to do the Shuvah on Rosh Chodesh. So you see the moon? It's not true. Anyway, it's an illusion. But for us, it was a message. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodeshim, Rosh Hashanah. What it means is that Rosh Chodesh is like Rosh Hashanah. This is what I tell you is like this. On today, I tell you, on the 10th, you go take a sheep or a goat. The 10th means it's like Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur comes on the 10th day. Rosh Chodesh is the first. Hashem tells Moshe, go tell them on the first. To go on the 10th and get a sheep and a goat, slaughter it on the 14th, take the blood, put it on the door, on the post, on top of the door. It means you know, accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Zohar, I tell you, is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that resembles kingdom. That's the way we pronounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yun. Numerical value of Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud is 65. Since the Zohar, you know, Hashem gave us a mezuzah. The other thing is a joke, you know, put it on the door. Mezuzah, says the Zohar, the word mezuzah, numerical value, 65. It's called Malchut. Says the Rambam, before you leave the house, you put your hand on the mezuzah. And you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I'm leaving, I know you're the boss, I'm leaving the house. Please, I want to be successful in my day. Bring me back alive, healthy, to my house. We have a good mezuzah, not a $20 one. Good mezuzah. It means you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. As in Egypt, was the first mezuzah, the mezuzah was the blood. That's what Rabbi Yonah said. We sat next to the door from inside and we looked at the blood. Says the Zohar, what was the blood? The blood was the letter He, it's called Malchut. It's called the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We accepted the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the survival. It wasn't a trick or hocus pocus. You know, okay, listen, put the blood, Hashem. No, no, no. Hashem knows where you live. Hashem knows who you are. For this, you didn't put the blood. You put the blood to accept the kingdom. We sit down next to the blood and we pray to Akadibu, help me, help me, help me. Like those people in India, help, they said, help me, help me. The tsunami came, they knew finished. One guy told me, he said, you know what? I prayed over there, Akadosh Baruch Hu, please, I want a coconut to fall on my head and kill me. Because that's what people get killed over there, from the coconuts. He says, I just don't want to die with the tsunami. Because I see all the bodies over there floating, they all got very big, they all blown out from the water. He says, it's a very bad death. While I was on top of the mountain, he said, Akadosh Baruch Hu, can you bring up a coconut on top of me? I just want to die with a coconut. This is this called kingdom that you realize is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Except all Machut Shamayim. In Egypt was the blood. In our time is the mezuzah. Rosh Chodesh says Dari Halel. Halel. You say Halel. Halel. Hey, Lamed Lamed numerical value 65 again. Alev Dalet Nun and Yud says the Zohar. When you say Halel on Rosh Chodesh, that's the Kavanah that you have. Kadosh Baruch Hu, accept your kingdom. Accept your kingdom. Zman Kapara, I heal you. Blood, I heal your liver. For this, I can give us Rosh Chodesh. No, no, they give us Rosh Chodesh. No, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you a calendar. What do I give you a calendar? Hashem needs to give you a calendar. I make my own calendar. I don't need a calendar. The guy told me over there, you know, we really love to make Kiddush because we wanted to know what day we are at. We have no calendar over there. We know it's a Sunday and a Monday, a Tuesday. So we made Kiddush and then we count in 6 days. We made Kiddush, we count in 6 days. This is 2 years like this. Kiddush was the day of Shabbat. They didn't keep anything, of course. But Kiddush, they kept. They said that we needed to do it. Otherwise, you go to sleep, you get up in the morning. I say, you go to sleep, you don't remember in the morning what day of the week it is. He says, no. He says, listen, if you live on the beach, you forget everything. You don't know what day it is. I said, but the Kiddush on Shabbat, that's called Kiddush. Kiddush is Malchut, Yom HaShishi, Achol HaShemayim V'aretz. He says, the Gemara, this is the most important thing. To accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. That's how you have to do Kiddush. Says Ari, you have to have the Kavanah in the Kiddush. You have to have the best wine for Kiddush. And you have to have this Kavanah. But it's a privilege. It's not obligation to do Kiddush. This is the Kiddush. Save those people over there. 20. We could have lost 20 good soldiers with the tsunami. Luckily, the Kiddush saved them. This revolt was Zecher Tzadikim Bracha. He invented it for them. He said, just do Kiddush on Shabbat. There's plenty of grapes over there. Do Kiddush over there. Do Kiddush over there. I said, it's called accepting Malchut. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah. That's what it's written in the Torah. And I said, listen, in Egypt, you know, the Jews had to make blood. It's nonsense. This is a teacher in the kindergarten. But it's analphabetic like this. Hashem needs you to put blood in order to survive. Hashem doesn't know where you live. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have the right to exist. The right to exist is kingdom Malchut. Malchut means I'm a slave. Says Hallel starts like this: Hallelu, Avde Adonai. That's the sentence. We start Hallel with bracha, without bracha, it doesn't matter. But the paragraph David HaMelech starts. Gemara said Hallel was invented in Egypt, and the first one is Hallelu Avde Hashem. You see, you have to know you are the slave. It means Hashem, who is the king, you are the slave. This is called mezuzah. This is called kiddush. This is called the blood on the door. This is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, when everybody died over there in Egypt, when they died, they were fainting, lost consciousness on the floor, the power went outside, started screaming, Moshe, 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 Musa, Musa. We said Monium, it's almost Moshe. Power called it Monium. HaKadosh Baruch Hu translated into the Torah, into Moshe. Chacham Ibn Ezra said in old Egypt, all Egyptian language, Moshe is called Monium. Power started to call Monium, Monium. So Moshe said, what is it? So Pharaoh said, get out of here. Please, everybody is dying here. Moshe said, you know, I'm not leaving. I want you to say that statement. Repeat after me. You're not my slave anymore. You're free. But please say, you are the slaves of Hashem. Moshe has to tell them that. Moshe has to tell Pharaoh, say the slave of Hashem. No. Moshe wanted Pharaoh to know why the Jews were saved. We are saved, constantly being saved by Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we are his slaves. Because he is the king, and we are the slaves. Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. So, Zari, Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah. It's not a first mitzvah. It's the first privilege that we got as a nation to survive. We survive because of Hallel. We survive because of the blood. But it's one thing, it's called Malchut, it's called kingdom. If the person says, Rambam, before you leave the house, you want to make sure you come back alive. Nothing will fall on you. Not a tree will fall on you when you come back from the Knesset in Tinek, or not a coconut in India. It says you have to put your hand on the mezuzah. And you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, let me go, let me come back safe. You, my king, but not just say it. You have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. It's not just by saying the words. Actually, you have to do it. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, Ezov Zatar is a segula to survive, because Ezov Zatar is a symbol of humbleness. Humbleness means I'm nobody. I'm less than a slave. I'm nobody. Nobody. So who is somebody? There's only one somebody. Borei Olam is somebody. We all nobody. This is a privilege to survive. Nobody, nothing happened to nobody. Something happened to somebody, says the Gemara. I would say Lichyot, Yamut. I would say Lamut Yichye. You want to die? Make yourself somebody. People talk about you. People see, oh, show off. Do this, do this. I know how you're going to die. You want to live? You're nobody. It says humbleness. Humbleness, says the Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told me, just to tell you, put around. I'm telling you, take Ezov, take Zatar, smear it. It says, remember, why you took Ezov, you have to be down, down, down. It's Alu Abdei Hashem. That's what the Chachamim say. This is called Mashiach. The Mashiach comes. It's the mode Mashiach comes. It says, Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Va'et. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the king. It's an our decision. If we think like our fathers that they stayed in the house, Enod Milvado, Mashiach Kam Ramon Adame. Amen.
We have less people, don't we?
I don't know how this works.